I was sitting in traffic while I waited for the cop. I looked to my left at the old station clock. My mind started ticking like the hands on the dial, but the memories that rose, geez, they caused the old face to smile. I remembered me times that I wandered out back with the bull dust and the boomers every turn of the track. With the good times and the bad times, the flat tyres and flies, and open log fires under a clear southern sky. But she's a long country mile from our prayer books and our pews to that old tin shed church where they don't wear no shoes and where the worshipper's skin's hard to see in the dark and the seats were all stumps of old paper bark. And their pulpit was a fence post overlaid with a plank. And although she looked bare, some might even say rank, they were not without class. You see, they had water on tap, and the offering plate was a Rolls-Royce hubcap. An old pike on the door, he looked like Luna Park as those pearly white choppers smiled out from the dark. But as his hand came to greet you, and to welcome you in, you just couldn't help loving that ear-to-ear grin. And when we'd stand for some singing, he'd say, "You looking pale." And my eye was ever watchful for his blue eel's tail. But what they lacked in refinement, they made up in their praise. Now the heartstrings are tugging. Or were they with the days? Now I love that old place. I left part of my heart when we said our goodbyes. I just hated to part. You see, I'd learnt more about Jesus from an old man with black skin. His love for his God simply welled up within. But the blessed Holy Spirit had been his teacher divine. But oh, how he tested him and tried him like fire and iron. But his patient humility remained his mark of respect. You see, he loved to obey as his guide would direct. And sometimes, all alone in the shade of a gum, he'd wait out the heat and the light of the sun. And when moonlight was beaming and all the branches stopped swaying, old Piker the deacon was still fasting and praying. And his eyes welled with tears as he pleaded for the souls, for the ones we call drunkards and bastards and moles. And he'd pray for the white man in his four-wheel drive. He'd plead their salvation, their children and their wives. You see, he'd learned through the years, no good back in winners, when his friend the Lord Jesus had died to save sinners. You see, the old piker, he'd learned of his God. On his knees and his face, the old man plumbed the depths of his infinite grace. And he knew of his mercy from his own sins forgiven. And often he'd say, "Brother, the day I die is when I start living." Well, the old mate piker, he no more prays alone. Bless the God of salvation. He's taken him home. And there's not a doubt in my mind that as he climbed the throne stairs, epitome of people Christ saved through the pleas of his prayers. And no more, just the old Abba, sat all alone, but an heir to the kingdom, who reaps like he sowed. And then I woke with a start from a raucous, "Hey you!" as the cop waves me on and ushers me through. And I stare at the cathedral as I drive on past, at that awesome expanse of sandstone and glass. But all the bells toll the fact that it's dead. Thank God for the faith. We mates in the shed. Thank you.